So Zeb, a Latham brother, we're so excited. He's going to share with you a little encouragement.
Yeah, so disclaimer for these guys. Nobody proofread what I was going to say. So email all rebukes to Sam and Jonathan. They'll forward that on. So I just wanted to talk to you about, I feel like in this season is really heavy on my heart. And I feel like for our little house church group as well is the activity of knowing the Lord. And so I feel like this is centric to the gospel, and if I could be radical for a minute, maybe even the true gospel. The gospel not often preached by Jesus was getting out of hell and going to heaven, but actually restoring fully the pre-fall intimacy with God, okay? And so we sang about it this morning. Thank you for that, Luke and Savannah. That was amazing, the song. Holy, there is no one like you. Open my eyes. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart. Lead me into love for those around me. I feel like this this is a big restoration of what Adam and Eve were doing in the garden, was beholding the face of the Lord. And it says in 2 Corinthians, we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory, or in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. So that's my encouragement. I was praying. Sam gave us homework probably close to a month ago now to pray Ephesians 1 for the church. And I was interested to find, as I'd read that passage maybe 100 times, at the end of that, he says that the Lord would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And so just contained within the knowledge of the Lord is the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And I was so touched by that because I feel like that's for every believer, that we don't just come to church to know things about him. We don't come to, you know, it just seems bizarre to me that people can spend their whole life in church and never truly know the Lord. Sad, actually, but it takes time. You know, you don't expect to know somebody that you've never spent time with, so... So many of us know the old proverb, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, Proverbs 9:10, and the second half of that is knowledge of the Holy One is fullness of understanding. And so I think that place of fearing the Lord and knowing about him should automatically, when we hear the gospel, lead us into this intimacy with God through Jesus. And in John 17, you guys probably know, Jesus said, this is eternal life, that they would know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you sent. So that's my encouragement. And in a nutshell, super, super basic. And I was actually rebuked because it wasn't like big revelation last night. And he's like, can't you bring something cool? And I was like, no, I don't have anything else, you know, like. sure.
So, could you pray over us this? Pray Ephesians 1:17 over us.
Absolutely.
That we know the Lord.
Yes, Lord. We do come to you this morning, just coming out of a place of ilk and of a generation that hates you and resists you. And we just come this morning and pray that you would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Yes. In the knowledge of you. We know that's the only place to find wisdom and revelation is in you. So Lord, just come have your way today in Jesus' name.
Amen. I love Zeb. Zeb loves Jesus and candy. They're awesome. Great.